In 2008, MIA had a promising career ahead of her. She dropped her song Paper Planes, and it ended up becoming a massive hit. The record peaked at the number 4 spot on the Billboard charts, and fans couldn't get enough of her music. Shortly after, she was being offered management deals by Jay-Z's Roc Nation, and was clearly heading for the top. Not only was she talented, but she also proved she can make a hit song. But somehow, with all this hype and potential, MIA's career died, and she fell off. While this does happen to many artists eventually, when it came to MIA, it wasn't because her time was up. According to her, it was because she signed to Jay-Z, and after she refused to sell out, he destroyed her career. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about how Jay-Z sabotaged MIA's career. Let's get right into it. The music industry is a disturbing place. While the fans only see the glitz and glamour, they have no idea what happens behind the scenes. Fans see their favorite artists on top of the world making millions, but they have no idea what these artists are forced to do to make it there. Even though talent should be the most important thing for an artist trying to make it in the music industry, that's not the case. Talent is almost ignored, and what's really championed is who's willing to sell out the furthest, who's willing to be used by the executives and label bosses to push whatever agenda they have in mind, who's more willing to compromise themselves for that number one spot. This is what's really championed in the music industry. So when an artist is unwilling to sell out and compromise, they don't make it very far in that industry. This forces artists to decide early on if they're going to go all in or give up on their careers entirely. And that's exactly what happened to MIA. In the 2000s, MIA had a big song and was on track to become a massive star. Paper Planes was a real international hit that proved she had more than what it takes to be the next big thing. The only problem was, MIA wasn't willing to play the game. She wasn't willing to become a puppet on the strings of the executives that run the music industry. This decision destroyed her career and put her entire life in jeopardy. The career that MIA could have had was taken away from her shortly after it started, and it was all because of one man. See, after the success of her record Paper Planes and other hit songs, she became wanted by bigger labels. She was already signed to XL Records since 2004. Off of the success of her songs she had uploaded to MySpace. But after Paper Planes, other labels were interested in working with her. By 2012, one of the biggest names in the music industry, Jay-Z, wanted to manage MIA, offering her a deal to join his Roc Nation management label, where he was going to take MIA to a whole new level, for a price, of course. Roc Nation and Jay-Z were going to make sure MIA became a superstar, but what they wanted her to do to get there, she couldn't agree with. According to MIA, Jay-Z played a big part in her career being derailed. Recently, she has gone to social media to speak out against what Jay-Z tried to force her to do to succeed in the music industry. She made this video where she called out Jay-Z for trying to force her to get cosmetic surgery right after signing her, claiming that Jay-Z instructed her to get work done to look more attractive in order to fit the mold they wanted to push. She also called out how many female celebrities strangely thanked Beyoncé when they win awards.
Even when I met Jay-Z and I signed to Roc Nation, the first thing he told me to do is get plastic surgery. I'm not insecure because I would have got plastic surgery. So their argument of my insecure, that's why she needs to massage her ego, fails. Fails because you turn around and ask those, what women do you know who hasn't had plastic surgery around you? All of them have. I'm the only one who didn't, which already proves the fact. It's not insecurity. Because if I was insecure, I would have done that 100 times over. Even when I met Jay-Z and I signed to Roc Nation, the first thing he told me to do is get plastic surgery. And I didn't. Because it's okay. Guess what? I'm 50. And I'm totally fine with the fact I am, because, yeah, I fucking took off when I was 30, because it took 10 more fucking years than any other motherfucker, because I was the first, and I was the new, and I was, like, making something interesting happen that wasn't happening before.
As you heard for yourself, MIA goes off on Jay-Z for trying to force her to get plastic surgery right after signing her. This is so messed up, and it might explain why so many artists end up getting plastic surgery after getting their record deal. As we can see from MIA, maybe some of these artists don't even want to get cosmetic surgeries, but feel pressured by the labels. This is how the labels market these female artists. They all have to fit into the same mold. Their talent comes second to their appearance. These labels don't sell female artists' music, they sell their beauty, trying to make the male audience lust over them and make the female audience want to look like them. This is one of the ways the label makes new artists sell out. Artists that might not want to get surgery or care about fitting in that mold, but are forced to choose how bad they want success. Are they willing to change how they look through painful surgeries or risk throwing away their careers? Just think about how many female artists have plastic surgery in the music industry. Nicki Minaj got multiple surgeries, and at first, she tried to deny she had any work done because she most likely didn't want to get it done. Imagine you being a woman who thinks you look good as you are, and then to be told by an executive that you need to get surgery because you aren't attractive enough. That's how the industry destroys their artists and starts their manipulation over them. Here we have MIA calling out Jay-Z for forcing her to get plastic surgery right after signing her. And because she refused, her career was cut short. MIA also called out something that was even more interesting. In another video she made calling out Jay-Z, she speaks about the real reason her career was cut short. MIA basically admits she wasn't willing to sell her soul to make it big, claiming that she wasn't willing to do the things that other artists do for fame. She states that Jay-Z wanted her to drink blood and do weird rituals in order to continue to work with them, even stating that she refused to become a witch to make it to the next level.
I had to fight. Of course, if I didn't, I wouldn't have got my foot in the door and fought and kept myself because I would be doing all this stupid other. And no, I didn't want to drip myself in blood and cover myself and swim in goop, in black goop, and like wear devil horns and sell a record. Or be a witch, or be that, all of them. And that is just facts. And no, I'm not going to bleach my skin. No, I'm not going to get a nose job. No, I'm not going to filler. No, I'm not fucking like the no, because I'm 100% content, happy, and at peace with exactly how God designed it.
As you heard for yourself, MIA claims that Jay-Z wanted to do these strange industry rituals with her. He wanted her to drink blood and become a witch, do all types of strange rituals that we have seen so many artists happy to do. She didn't want to do that, and her career was cut short. If you haven't noticed, all the artists that Jay-Z have signed have been forced to do these strange rituals. While Beyoncé was never signed to Jay-Z, after she got with him, she started doing all these strange occult rituals, becoming a full-on witch. J. Cole did the same thing when he dropped his Born Sinner album, depicting a demon on the cover, and even admitting he was in the Illuminati. Rihanna also did the same strange rituals during her career, and it's the same thing we're now seeing from Megan Thee Stallion with all the serpent imagery, another artist who recently signed a Roc Nation management deal. MIA wasn't lying. Jay-Z and Roc Nation are clearly forcing these artists to do these strange occult rituals. If they refuse to do it, he discards them and finds someone who is willing. What's interesting is that this isn't the first time MIA called out Jay-Z. See, back in February of this year, MIA had exposed Jay-Z for another disturbing reason. Back in February, MIA tweeted out multiple tweets about her ex-husband, his family, and their connections to Jay-Z, claiming that Jay-Z and her ex had allegedly worked together to blackball her from the industry and even ban her from the country to keep her from her son. According to MIA, these two things are connected to what caused the demise of her career. Back in 2012, when MIA broke up with her fiancé, Benjamin, who's the son of a billionaire, they began a brutal custody battle for their 4-year-old son. According to MIA, her ex used his billionaire family's power and money to end their career, and Jay-Z helped. MIA signed to Jay-Z expecting him to help her get to the next level. But according to MIA, Jay-Z did the opposite after he was paid off by her ex-billionaire's family. According to what she tweeted back in 2013, when she began the custody battle with her ex, Jay-Z and Roc Nation out of the blue cut ties with her without any warning. She claims this happened because her ex paid Jay-Z to end her career and blacklist her in the music industry. And allegedly, Jay-Z did just that. She tweeted this back in February, calling out Jay-Z, stating, "The day I was served for my child, Roc Nation stopped all communication with me, and all my emails to Jay-Z asking for help was wiped from my inbox. My home was broken into and every laptop was taken. I was trapped in Brooklyn on orders served that restricted me leaving Brooklyn for 15 years. She also tweeted, "My first custody battle was in 2013. My child was 4, and I was managed by Jay-Z, who ultimately was paid by the Brothmans." In this tweet, MIA accuses Jay-Z of being paid off by her ex-billionaire family to sabotage her career. MIA thought that since Jay-Z and Roc Nation were managing her, they would help her in her legal battles. That wasn't the case, though. Jay-Z, who possibly already was fed up with her for not getting plastic surgery and not wanting to do the strange rituals, had no issues with ending her career. MIA also tweeted out something very interesting that led me to believe all of this was much darker than it appeared. According to MIA, she admits that she was forced to sacrifice her career for her son. In this tweet she made when she was calling out Jay-Z, she stated, "Be very clear why my Mathangi record was buried in 2013. I sacrificed my career for my child. They ripped me off and copied my style and gave it to their puppets and shadow banned me on every platform. But it was worth it to save him from the madness of what you know now." MIA is exposing more than just her ex and Jay-Z, but what the record labels wanted from her to get to the next level. She is admitting that they wanted her to sacrifice her son, but she refused, and instead, sacrificed her career. In the music industry, celebrities usually choose the opposite. So many celebrities sacrifice everything to make it big, but MIA wasn't willing to give up her son for fame. The fame, money, and power wasn't worth her son's life, so she did what every good mother would do. She fought for her son and gave up her superstar career. It's obvious Jay-Z was behind MIA's fall in the industry. It's not like she's a one-hit wonder either. She had several hit songs. She had Paper Planes and Bad Girls, plus many other big charting records. The moment it came time to cross over to superstardom, she wasn't willing to pay that price and lost it all. What's even more disturbing is that MIA is still facing issues to this day. Back in 2022, MIA did something that very few artists ever do. She came out and let the world know that Jesus is real and that she's a follower of Christ.
I grew up an atheist. Even when I came out as MIA, I was an atheist. And my dad always said religion is used as a tool for social control. And he was raised Catholic, though. And so then, I guess after I made the Maya album is when I found out what my name meant, after I got cancelled for saying connected to Google, connected to the government. Then everyone cancelled me. And when I was cancelled, I went to India for a bit. And so it was very useful having this Hindu understanding, so I became a Hindu. And so then I went down the path of Hinduism and studied it and tried to understand it a lot. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, 5 years into it, I had a vision of Jesus.
This was big for MIA, as she was an atheist for most of her life. It wasn't until a powerful dream that she had where she saw Jesus that she started to see the truth about God. After having this dream, she eventually became a full-on follower of Christ. Eventually, she even got baptized and became a born-again Christian. She told her fans that Jesus was real on a tweet. While this was a beautiful thing to admit, instead of being praised for it, she faced controversy. Many of her fans and industry people started to turn on MIA, something that she acknowledged, tweeting out, "The fact that the biggest backlash in my career and my life I'm facing after saying Jesus is real is such a revelation to me. People who control these apps rather me be a bad girl than a good one." MIA saying things like this is the reason she's facing such problems in the industry. They don't want big artists talking about Jesus to their fans. Like she said, they want a bad girl who's going to guide her fans away from God. What's interesting is that MIA already knew this was going to happen. She stated this during an interview for Apple Music. "Basically, all of my fans might turn against me because they're all progressive who hate people that believe in Jesus Christ. Even if it costs me my career, I won't lie. I will tell the truth and I will tell you what's on my mind and my heart. If I'm coming back now saying Jesus is real, there's a point. MIA is not hiding her worship for Yeshua, and she has my support for it. All of this proves what I have been saying for many years now. This industry is working to guide souls away from God. They don't want artists like MIA talking about their relationships with Christ. They want her making songs about living fast and dying young. They want her to guide her fans away from God. Because she didn't sell her soul and sacrifice her loved one for success, she lost it all. This is just another example that this industry is being used as a weapon to destroy so many souls. Men like Jay-Z are happily enforcing this evil in the industry because they traded their souls for fame and fortune. Before I end this video, I found it interesting that MIA brought up the fact that so many artists praise Beyoncé after they win an award. I actually think I should look deeper into this. If this is something you guys are interested in, comment Beyoncé below. If enough of you want to see it, I'll make sure to get it done. My prayers go to MIA, and I'm hoping she receives more love and blessings for being a warrior for the truth. Well, I'ma end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.